Hey, my name is Anthony, and today's topic is the history of the Lewis and Clark Expedition, also known as Corps of Discovery. Thomas Jefferson chose one trusted man to lead the expedition. A genius man called Meriwether Lewis was the leader of at the age of 32. Meriwether Lewis' job before the expedition was he served Thomas Jefferson as his private secretary. Then Lewis chose a co-captain that was talented and loyal, which was his best friend William Clark at the age of 29. The Lewis and Clark Expedition began on May 21, 1804. William Clark chose continued to pick 33 other men. Lewis and Clark Expedition's first route was in state Louisiana and follow up the Missouri River. During their way, Lewis' job was to take data of the lands and country, and William Clark was map-making during the journey. In the summer, Lewis constructed large U-boats in Pittsburgh. After construction, Lewis takes it on the Ohio River, picking Clark and recruits. They braved dangerous waters and harsh weather, illness and injuries. Lewis and Clark Expedition received assistance in their mission from many of the native tribes. The men then provided supplies during their past winter. That time, they picked up new members, Sequoia and her husband. Sequoia's tribe was called the Shoshone. Sequoia helped most of the way to the Pacific Ocean. The skills that Lewis and Clark no pass or even survive was because of her. Some expeditions they let borrow were horses, boat, and on the barefoot. In November of 1805, the Corps of Discovery reached the Pacific Ocean. They built Fort Calypso and spent winter there. On the way back, 1806, Lewis and Clark went different routes to explore more territory. The next month, and Clark regrouped together in the Missouri River. It took 6 months to return and had traveled roughly about 1,605 miles on the way over. In total, they traveled 8,000 miles.